All right. Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Night Coop.
Welcome to Night Coop. We hope you are having a wonderful week.
I have hair extensions in.
Oh,
you do.
She does.
They look good.
It looks good, right?
It looks good.
I don't know how to figure out how to do it not as a ponytail and be comfortable with it.
They're pretty as a ponytail, though.
Thank you.
It's heavy.
So I bought these extensions for $35 at a one-off beauty supply store in Orange, California. And I bought them and they came with 7. This is only 3 of them in my hair.
Really?
Yes. $35.
They came with 7?
It came with 7. This is only 3 of them.
Yeah. I mean, if you put all 7 in, you're going to look like a horse.
I know. So I'm like, this is fine. I mean,
I think they look good.
Thank you.
And they match the color perfectly.
Thank you. I know. I was really stunned. 35.
What a gift.
Mm-hmm.
What a freaking gift. People pay hundreds.
People pay hundreds. And honestly, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, people might be like, well, oh, you have hair in that's fake? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Things are fake.
Why must we live in this world?
I have to live in a world with short hair. Why?
Why? We have the technology.
I have the technology to have a low pony. Let me do it.
Let her do it. Mm-hmm. I love this. I'm very excited to be here. I just got off a show. I'm still feeling fun. I'm feeling silly.
Good.
And you know what? Today we woke up and we said it's going to be a good day.
I knew it was going to be a good day when I woke
up. It's been a very good, productive day.
I have had a day.
Okay.
But
it's getting better.
Yes,
it's getting better. Is it not?
I had some laughs.
You had some chuckles?
I will have more. This episode this week, we're going to talk about weddings. It's wedding season. And also, Kelly and I are both getting married. No, I'm kidding.
No, we're not. You know what?
Sunday.
So last week's episode, I posted a clip today from it where I'm jokingly doing right-wing comedy.
You guys remember from last week?
We were joking.
It's the Hen House open mic.
The title of the video, if you go to it on my page, it says bad right-wing comedy. I'm joking.
Mm-hmm.
I am joking. And it's still people.
We're going to get chewed out.
You know what's weird to me, though, is it's not the people that are Republicans that are upset about it.
Right.
It's people.
People are upset that we're even laughing at the concept of people making fun of liberals.
What?
Yes.
That is so wild
to me.
They're
upset that, like, we're even making, like, I'm even laughing at the concept of someone making fun of pronouns.
A joke is a good,
which the bit is that it's so easy to write
political humor.
Political humor.
Well, so that's, this week I just did the other side of it.
Because
I said, we'll just.
Oh, but it has to do with marriage? Weddings?
No. I just said, all right.
You didn't do the theme?
No. Because I said, I just need to get the clip and put it out so that.
So you're going
to
do another clip?
What do you mean?
You're going to do another clip?
Yes.
With this
of the
one.
Opposing side. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because or else if I only have the one.
No, I know. I just kind of wish you didn't tell me until we got to the Hen House.
I needed to tell them that, hey, guys.
You should have had me plug my ears.
I'm sorry.
I hope I find these jokes as funny.
I mean, you might not.
Imagine if I didn't. I better chuckle the fuck up.
Then you'll be in big trouble. Because I'm going to post a clip whether you're laughing or not, sweet thing.
But what will be hilarious
yes.
is if I'm not laughing at all and I'm like, this is really messed up, Kelly.
That would be funny.
But then you
would be painted as the problem.
Yes.
So you don't want that.
No.
Let me be the problem. You can't be the problem because of all the other stuff that you post on.
But I was kind of the problem in it when I was laughing so much.
I mean, I guess.
We're both the problem in it.
But how are we the problem? We're not the problem. Everyone else is just
problematic, Kelly. We've always been. We teeter the line and we go, we hope people get what we're trying to do
here.
A lot of times they don't.
The jokes that I wrote for this one are a little more crossing the line. But they were funny. They were fun.
Okay.
You'll see. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. weddings is an interesting topic to me and you because we have never been the type of girls that dreamt of a wedding day.
Wow, speak for your damn self.
Have you dreamt of a wedding day? We've never been the type of girls that were like, we need to find our prince. The window's open. Yeah. Can you go shut that window real quick?
Can you hold my microphone?
I'll hold the microphone. She's got to shut the window. We got to shut the window because if we don't shut the window, then people are going to hear what we're saying. And we're much louder than we think. You won't believe how quickly sound carries in this apartment complex. I mean, earlier I answered a phone call and Bruce said that he could hear me downstairs. Here you go. Thank you for doing that.
Not a problem.
But we've never been the type of girls that was like, oh, our Prince Charming, whatever.
What was that grammar?
We've never been the type of girls
that was like,
where's my Prince Charming? You wearing my Napoleon Dynamite shirt? I've been looking for that.
Actually,
I haven't been looking. I haven't been looking, but you know when you see it finally for the first time in a long time.
I've had this shirt in my room for a long while.
You wouldn't believe how many things you have in your room that are mine.
I don't like where this conversation is going. Can we keep it on theme, please?
We can keep it on theme. Fine. Okay. All right. This or that?
Yes.
Okay. You have a wedding. Here's my first one.
Okay.
And it's only family or it's only friends that's at the wedding. And be honest with yourself.
Only family.
Exactly. I know.
Only family.
Only family. Keep it
small. I don't give a fuck about any of you bitches.
No, that's not true. Don't say that. Chelsea's going to listen to this at some point, I'm sure.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Obviously. Right.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's this or that. I have to pick it.
Yeah, you go family. You go family. Because what am I going to get married and you're not there?
I can have a good time with my friends at another moment. It means too much to my family.
Yes.
I know my friends are there for partly the open bar.
Mm-hmm. But here's the other thing, though. It is every family member that wants to be there. So just keep that in mind. Ugh. But I think that we have so many pros in the family.
Yes.
That it outweighs any of the cons.
Absolutely. And if anybody listened to this and they were like, I wonder if I'm the family member that they don't like. No.
If you listen to the podcast, you're one of the favorites.
Yes. Obviously. Yes. Obviously.
But yeah. I mean, I wouldn't imagine. You know what would be weird is if like second, third cousins were there that we weren't even close with.
And they were just like, they still value our wedding day because we're family.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they would. I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
People love being invited to weddings. I don't understand it.
I feel like a wedding is not the time for me to, like, it's not as though I'm going to get to hang out with the bride and groom a lot at the wedding.
I am one of those people where, to be honest with you, I'm not invited to a lot of weddings. I'm not invited to a lot of weddings. I don't care that I'm not invited to a lot of weddings.
Yeah, well, I'm not
going to make the trip.
I get invited to a handful and I don't go because of my schedule and because of how expensive it gets.
It's so expensive and you haven't called me in years.
That's what I'm saying. If we haven't spoken in a really long time, I'm kind of blown away if I get invited to your wedding.
Like, are you trying to fill seats?
It's that the problem is that you and I were in certain groups where everyone from that group is also invited and they're going to go. So it'd be rude if we weren't invited in that group.
I'm going to say I appreciate people who are friends with both of us. I'm going to say this on camera. I appreciate the people who have recognized that I am out and only invite you.
I know who you're talking about.
I appreciate it.
And
that.
I couldn't go to his wedding either, but I also appreciate that because.
Because be for real.
He read the fucking room.
He read the room.
He's no dumbass.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Yeah.
And there's not that there haven't been a couple of weddings that I wish I could have been there. And I do. If I had disposable income, oh my God, by all means.
Sure.
I would go.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Ben and Shannon would have gone if I could.
Oh God, would have gone, would have been there. Love
those are two of our friends.
So
we love them so much.
Two of my favorite people I've ever met. Oh, truly in my life.
Yeah.
In my life.
That one hurt. That one hurt not being able to go.
That sucked. You guys rock. And we love you.
Yeah.
And we're not just saying that because we know you listen to the podcast.
We're Although that does help because you'll hear the message.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you think Connor's going to hear what we just said? No.
No way.
Our friend Connor, no. He's never going to know that we even said a nice thing about him.
And my nice thing about you, Connor, was that you recognize that I don't care about you anymore.
It's not even that she doesn't care. It's that she understands that she's not as close with you.
I'm not. Yeah. And I think that that's like a very fair thing. I'm not close with you.
But you know what? I was with my other friend, Connor, this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I was telling him, like, he was telling me about something he went through or whatever. And I was like, you know, you could always call me. And that's the problem, is that I am bad at texting and keeping
you
up.
You can always call me.
You can always call me.
You can always
and
call me.
And I will talk. I will. I am always there to talk.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
problem is that I'm not good at keeping up with text.
No. Text awful messages. At that. You know.
I need you to grab my attention right away.
All right.
Go ahead.
Objection at the wedding or wedding canceled prior to the date?
Okay.
The way I would fucking come. Okay.
What?
If you saw saw an objection at the wedding.
Girl, I would.
I would literally.
Talk about a once in a lifetime event.
I would lose my mind.
It's like seeing.
That is seeing Santa Claus.
Yeah. They talk about it all the time in movies. Oh, what if someone objects? No one ever objects.
No one ever objects.
No one ever objects.
They make it seem like it's going to happen and it doesn't.
Yeah, they just have a bad first 2 months and then they get divorced.
And of course, you want the bride to, or the groom, you want him to run away with the person who objects.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if
fuck
you have
the person at the altar.
Because there's something that the person at the altar wasn't getting all along.
Yeah. He wasn't getting it all along.
He wasn't paying attention. He wasn't paying attention to her. The clues were there the entire fucking time.
Yes. And I would love somebody to give a damn so much to burst through the doors and say, no.
But you know how hard I would cackle? How hard I would cackle if I were at the altar and someone that I really had no interest in whatsoever came running in.
Oh my God.
I object. I'd be like, okay. You can sit down. You can have dinner with us after this.
Yeah.
Now that you humiliated really yourself.
Oh, if I don't want it to happen to me. I would love to be at a wedding where it does happen.
No two men have ever liked me at once. That's not a thing in my book. That's not a thing.
It's a thing in mine.
It's, yeah, no. Yeah, Allie has more probable odds of someone running in and saying, I object. Not
Don't
me.
Do it, though. Don't ruin my day in my dress that I'm excited about because you love me. You should have said it beforehand.
I would pay so much money to see an actual objection, though.
Oh, my God. I'm the telling drama. You. So good. It's
the
so
drama.
Good. The drama of it all.
You can't beat it. Okay. Wine stain on your dress or a bad hair day?
Wine stain on my dress.
Me too. You take the pictures from the neck up.
Yeah. Wine stain on my dress.
We can
also wine stain on my dress is just kind of more practical for who I am. Like,
right.
I'm not having a bad. Lord knows I'm not having a bad hair day on my wedding day.
No.
My hair is going to look fucking fly with my extensions in.
If my hair looks bad on my wedding day, I kid you not, I will scream.
I will cancel.
I will cancel the whole function, refund everyone's money, and say this is the rain date.
Yes. We'll do it again another time.
Yes, but if my hair looks bad, if it's greasy, if it's, you know what the problem is that too many weddings have a stylist that knows how to make it look nice for a wedding, but doesn't make everyone look like baddies.
The women at my wedding will look like baddies.
Baddies. Everybody's going to look hot. There's not going to be any fucking duds.
No frump.
Wine stain, 100%. Go ahead.
Yes. Buffet or table service?
Can I tell you this? I hate both of them.
Yes.
Why are they both? They're both awful.
Food at weddings is so bad, and it shouldn't be. I will do it my damn self if we can't get it the fuck together.
You know what I think I pick? Family style at the table.
Interesting. Chinese food.
Chinese food, tacos.
Family style at the table.
Southern, even something like that, where it's, you can try a bunch of things on the table, whatever.
I'm gonna have Jones on third cater my wedding.
Okay. Something like that. I absolutely hate the one plate brought to the table. And the reason
More than the buffet.
Because so often the food is just okay. And if I'm gonna have just okay food, I wanna have choices.
Interesting point. I prefer table service. Because generally speaking, I hate food
at Taylor's wedding, our cousin Taylor, the service was fine, but the appetizer round?
Oh, sheesh. Out,
and they even told us, they said, just so you know, the regular food is good, it's fine, whatever. But the appetizer round is what's going to hit.
Goes crazy.
And it went crazy. It went
crazy.
There is no reason why you should not have an absolutely killer charcuterie board at your wedding.
There's no reason.
If you can't afford the good charcuterie, you can't afford me.
I'm hand-picking my salamis. And I'm hand-picking my prosciutto. And I'm hand-picking the crackers that I want. I will say this. If I'm getting married, I'm not going to be a bridezilla. That's not how I would call it. I am going to be
a cunt.
An absolute cunt. I really... No, but I will be... It's... I got one shot to do this correctly. I'm not getting married twice and giving a damn. I'm not saying that I won't get married twice, but what I'm saying is there's only one round where I give a fuck, and that's the first one, because I'm hopeful.
I'm getting married once. If it ends, then it ends. I'm not getting married again.
No, well, you got to do it in secret. You can't. I'm not getting married in front of a bunch of people twice.
I just...
Oh, she's getting married again. And again,
getting married. No, you're marrying Bruce. Such an ordeal. What?
Well, I'm saying you're marrying Bruce, and that's it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
And it's gonna be a big production. And if he breaks my heart, on God, I am never touching a man again. Because.
At that point, what's the point?
What's the point?
We've already been through all of this with him. If he ever disappointed you, I would lose my mind at that man. I would
lose my... This is so funny because,
I'd be like, I lived with you for 3 years for you to be a fuck.
You know when you have nightmares, but it's during the day?
Yeah.
Like, you go on, like, dark tangents in your brain where you're like, if somebody ever... This happened to me at the gym today. Mm-hmm. I thought about it because our friend had texted us saying she had a nightmare about her boyfriend or her husband cheating on her. And so I was thinking about it at the gym, and I was like, what would I do? And I'm like, I wouldn't be the same person. People would be like, Kelly's gone nasty. Nasty.
She's been nasty. Stricken with the plague.
If my boyfriend of almost 6 years, if I found out that he cheated on me, I feel like...
oh, trust me. Hey, you're preaching to the damn choir. Okay. I've seen myself on a cloudy day. I would hate to see myself within the storm. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Because I've been cheated on before, and that was with somebody who I was only with for like 8 months, and I knew that even wasn't going to work out, but it still hurt. Yeah. So the fact that that could happen... With the man.
No, it's never going to happen.
Who? Better not. It better not.
Okay, all right.
Anyway. No, I'm just saying, you go on these nightmares when you're on the treadmill.
Yes,
you're on the treadmill, and you're all of a sudden, you're like, what would I do? What would I do? You know?
Sure, sure. Of course, of course.
It's horrible. Horrible. Is it my turn or your
turn? Yeah, your turn.
Okay. Your groom is high or the groom is drunk?
Oh, the groom is drunk.
I can deal with drunk. High? You're high at the wedding?
High at the wedding?
Come on.
You're high.
High, you fucking loser. You're high?
Oh, my God. You loser.
Drunk, it's like, I understand you were getting ready and you had too many.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. I can see that. But there's no reason for you to be having a blunt in your fucking wedding suit.
No.
Wedding suit.
No, for real.
I'd be so upset.
Well, I don't have to worry about my boyfriend at this point in time because he doesn't smoke. But I'm just saying, if it were to happen that somebody went, you know, blazed up right before getting to the altar, I'd be like, are you fucking high?
Are you, like, if I noticed the red in their eyes, I'd be like,
are you fucking high right now?
Just so you know, after this, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you in front of my whole family. You're high right now.
Are you serious? Are you bored? What, are you bored by this?
Yeah, no shit. Do I bore you?
Do I bore you? You want to giggle right now?
You want to play Fortnite right now?
You think this is funny? You fucking loser.
Speaking of Fortnite, I like that new Taylor Swift song.
Me too.
It's a banger. It's a banger.
Wasted bridesmaids or wasted groomsmen?
Wasted groomsmen. I can't.
I agree.
I can't with wasted bridesmaids. They act insane.
Insane.
Groomsmen, I know drunk men.
Drunk men, whatever.
Whatever, they're morons.
Bridesmaids act as though they really are figuring out that somebody else has found love and they once more don't have it.
A drunk bridesmaid.
They are a mess.
Is a mess. There's too many emotions there.
Too many
the
emotions.
Drunk man is just like, yeah, my
boys get married.
Boys get married. Let's go. The women girl is like, why her first?
Why her first?
I'm never going to find anybody.
I'm never going to find anybody. I guess I'm just going to drink. I guess I'm just going to drink.
No one ever wants to dance with me. Yeah, because you're crying at the wedding again. Mm-hmm. Beth, or whatever the fuck your name is.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. No, I can't stand a drunk bridesmaid. For sure. Yeah. Okay. Bacock, marry, kill.
Yep.
Summer wedding, winter wedding, spring wedding. I didn't do fall because we both love fall weddings. Fall wedding is the best.
It's the best.
It's the best.
Okay.
One. Here's
what I'm doing. I'm killing a summer wedding.
Mm.
I'm killing it.
Why?
Dagger to the heart.
Why? Well, why do you say that?
It's so hot.
Yes.
It's hot.
Yes. I have one word for you.
What?
Bugs.
Bugs.
Get the bugs.
Get the bugs out of here.
Get the bugs out of here.
I'm sweating. I don't want to be sweating.
I don't want to be sweating.
I'm in a nice dress.
I don't want to be sweating. Fuck the bugs, etc., etc. But here's my deal with the winter wedding. The winter wedding has to be an exceptional place inside,
mm-hmm,
where all pictures are inside. I'm not going outside.
No.
In the winter for the wedding.
No.
If it's a winter wedding, it's all going to be indoors. I think I kill summer.
Mm-hmm.
I think I bacock. Honestly, I think I bacock spring and I marry winter.
I am the exact same. I bacock spring because it's
kinda popular.
It's hit or miss, actually, in regards to the weather.
Rain or shine. Yes.
Rain or shine. You don't really know what you're going to get. And that's how I feel when you bacock somebody out of the blue.
And you know what? You know what I also think? Overdone. Spring
overdone.
Weddings.
Oh, my God.
A winter wedding? Oh, that's romantic.
It is romantic.
That's cool. That's
it
cool.
Is romantic.
But you got to also do it in a cold place, I think.
Yes.
Don't do a winter wedding in Los Angeles.
No, it's silly.
It's silly.
Silly. You're going to get the rain, too.
No.
No.
Do a winter wedding.
Do Winter Wonderland. Like, I give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to do
Put
it
me
in the
middle of Minnesota. I don't care.
In the middle of Minnesota? No, that's too cold. You don't want to go that cold.
This is the hate.
You don't want to go that cold.
Hey.
I was just there. You don't want to go that cold.
Okay.
Okay.
Winter wedding. That's my choice.
Okay, fine.
All right. Ready for mine?
Yep.
Bridesmaid.
Okay.
Father of the groom.
Okay.
catering staff.
Okay. Bacock, father of the groom.
Mm.
Kill the bridesmaid, marry the catering staff. I get along with the catering staff everywhere I go.
Sure.
Every single time I'm at a wedding, I'm always talking to the catering. I'm always, I like the people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I like, mm-hmm. those are people that I can get along with.
I feel the same way. I'm marrying that catering staff.
Yeah. I'm dreading becocking the father of the groom, personally.
I think I'm going to becock the bridesmaid.
Really? You want to kill the father of the groom?
Yeah. The bridesmaid, she's lonely.
Yeah, but I don't want to deal with the aftermath of that.
No, but
father of the groom
woman,
is going to be like, we shouldn't have done that. You know? But the bridesmaid is going to be like,
where have you been?
Where have you been?
Miss
you.
I think I actually might be gay now.
I think I'm Indian, actually.
Yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right,
like clinginess, clingy. You don't want that.
Killing her.
You don't want that. Yeah, you know who you'll never get to peacock is the mother of the groom.
You never get to.
No, the mother of the groom is too invested in the fact that she's losing her baby boy.
Yeah.
I hate it when they're like that.
I know, me too.
I hate it when a mom is territorial over her son like that. It gives me the creeps.
What have you done?
Why are you like that? Because if I have a son, I'm going to call him a fucking moron every day of his life. Yeah. Got his ass.
There is something so funny about saying, I got your ass.
I got your ass, dude.
I got your ass. I don't know why it's so funny.
I don't know.
It's like the adult version of got your nose.
It is. We go back and forth on this podcast of saying very silly things and very offensive things. And, you know, for our comment section on a lot of our clips, we really wake people up, which is crazy because I don't think we say things that are that more offensive than a lot of male podcasts.
We don't.
But I think it's because we're chicks that people are like, hey. Hey.
Well, I think it's also that we don't look like we're going to say bad things.
Yeah, like I know another podcast of these two girls and they say like some offensive things sometimes, but they're like, I don't know, like they look kind of edgy, so it makes sense. But
are you talking about Harper and Gabby?
No, I was talking about Sarah and Kemp.
Oh.
But yeah, Harper and Gabby, Harper and Gabby say some things. But they're like openly crazy. Sorry, girls.
We love you.
Yeah. Oh, I love all four ladies I mentioned. They're all great. They're all delightful. I just think that all four of them, it's not as shocking when they say dark or fucked up things.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the two of
us. Why do you guys think that we're?
Probably because we play games like this or that.
It's a good game.
It is.
You never get bored of it. And we have a hen house open mic. Is
and we call ourselves the hen house. That might be why we're not cool. I have an eye changed.
I have a what the clock.
What's your what the clock?
My what the clock is when you go to a wedding and there isn't an open bar. Like, did you think people came here for you?
Mm.
Did you think that people really gave a damn about your love that much that they were going to come here and not want to get absolutely blasted?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What the cluck are you doing? What are you doing?
What the cluck are you doing?
And I'm not mad if I get there and it's just beer or wine. In fact, I'm not even mad.
I'm fine with that because that means people aren't going to get absolutely tanked.
And I'm not even that mad at paying for alcohol, as much as I hate the idea of no alcohol.
Don't you dare.
I don't even care if the bride and groom are sober. Think of the people.
Well, that's, I mean, we're not really friends with people who are just stone cold sober and don't bring whatever. Although I did go to a wedding one time with this guy that I was dating and his cousins were getting married and they were both 19, which I thought was crazy. What? But they were having this wedding in the park in Santa Cruz.
Yes.
And I get to the wedding and it's dry. And I said, dry for y'all, not for me. The okay. Fuck? So obviously, like, I went and I got alcohol, yada, yada, yada. And so I'm drinking alcohol, whatever. Everyone's looking at me like fucking for real. And I'm like, are you fucking for real? You invited me to the park.
Yeah, you got married in a park.
I drove 5 hours to get up here. I'm going to have a glass of wine.
That's insane.
Sorry you're 19 and fucking stupid. That's not my problem.
No, definitely not.
Oh, God, I look like shit that day, too. Actually, I didn't. Everyone thought I looked good, but, like, I didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, like, comparatively, you probably looked great. I mean it with all shade and all offense.
The bar couldn't have been lower.
Yeah.
We were seriously at a park. Yeah. I was the only one wearing a dress.
Yeah.
Everyone else was in jeans. If you show up to my wedding in jeans.
Go home. I don't need you. Okay.
Guess what? Guess what? I don't need you here.
I won't lie to anybody. I'm doing black tie, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I am.
I don't know.
You're
what
goddamn
I'm
right
do.
I am. Dress the fuck up for me. Why not? You're yeah already flying wherever the hell. Mm-hmm. Buy a $100 dress. Go for it.
Go for
make
it.
Make a big deal out of it. I would mm-hmm do it for you. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Probably not.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Probably not. Never mind.
Wore the same dress for my cousin's wedding this past year as I did for the other cousin.
And you look that great.
6 years ago?
You look great. Both times. My dress, I got it for $27.99. Yeah, $27.99. And I look at those pictures and I go, you look fat as fuck. You ever look at a picture of yourself and you go,
what the fuck dress was I wearing to the rehearsal dinner? I look like a fucking lampshade.
I look like, Kelly, you look like a lampshade looked, and I look like a feather duster. Bitch,
we looked out of our damn minds.
But you know what? We were fun. We
of
were
course
fun. Of course we were fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What were you going to... I have a knife change.
Yeah.
So for the longest time, I thought I wanted a wedding that was a party that was outside. You know my dunk tank idea. The field day. I thought it would be a blast. I thought it would. And I think if I had gotten married at a younger age, fine. And I didn't have a lot of money, fine. I think that would have been fun. That would have mm-hmm been fun. Not anymore.
Yeah, I'm glad you came to this realization.
Well, now that I'm 30.
Yes.
We can't be doing a dunk tank at the wedding.
That was the mark.
30.
Once you hit 30, no more dunk tank.
I thought so too. Yeah.
Before 30, sure, mm-hmm, by all means, rent it.
Yeah. But now I really want to do a smaller, more elevated, like, westerny look.
With a corn maze?
Not with a corn maze.
Why not?
But with corn.
You're going to have corn?
As a side, maybe. But yeah. I want it to be more, like, I have this idea of, like, the seats have, like, cowhide on, like very elevated southerny western.
Yes,
yes, yes. And I think that would look very, very lovely. But I think I have to give up on this idea
of the dunk tank
in the field
yeah
day.
I mean, me too. Yeah,
I don't want to.
I know.
I think that would have been fun,
right?
But you know, 4 years ago, I was like, oh, I'm going to invite a bunch of comics and it's going to be whatever. Not anymore.
No.
No. No. I'll invite a few.
Sure.
But it's just comedy and friends in comedy come and they go.
Yes.
People get weird. People do dumb shit. People move away. Like, it's not. People keep moving.
They get up and they go.
I know. Tommy.
So that's yeah how people go.
Did you respond to that RSVP?
Yeah, I'm going.
Hilarious. I didn't know that you had already responded. I responded for me, you, and Bruce.
Saying yes?
Maybe.
So you, yeah, I responded saying this is the worst news I've ever heard.
I know. And then I saw your post and I went, oopsies, she already responded. This is, I guess I don't have to.
Sorry.
Okay. Our friend Tommy is moving to New York. But this is the problem, is that these comedians that are friends of ours, they get up and then they leave.
Yeah.
And he's only been here for like 2 years. Get up and he's leaving.
Sad.
All
right. We've got beef?
We've got beef. These registries. I have beef with these registries.
I don't owe you anything.
Where do you get off?
Where do you get off?
Asking for a $400 crock pot. Mm-hmm. I already bought the ticket to come to your wedding, which is going to play the same songs as every other wedding, because you didn't have the fucking forethought to develop a playlist.
And you don't have the balls to play something that other people might not enjoy.
So there you go.
And now I'm here and I'm buying a fucking roaster, a roasting pot for you. For what?
For what? Whatever happened to a card and $100? Take my $100.
Take my $100.
Go get whatever you want with it.
And go.
I'm not bringing a crock pot to your ceremony.
No.
Well, no. A lot of places now that you just order it on Amazon.
You order it and it gets delivered to you.
I don't like that either. If I get you a gift, I want to wrap the gift and I want to see you open it.
I just, to be honest with you, I don't expect anyone to do anything for me. Ever. I don't expect presents because I decided to fuck the same person for my entire life.
I agree with you.
I don't expect presents for that.
Yes, I agree with you. I don't know why I need presents when you spent so much money to come to my wedding.
I don't get it. It's the same, to be honest with you. Like, I understand it in regards to the child.
Like a baby shower?
A baby shower. I get it.
Yes.
A baby is a huge responsibility. You need a lot of help from the
people
around you. You're
bringing somebody into the world.
You're bringing somebody into the world. People buy you gifts so that you can help have that child be raised in a comfortable and loving environment.
Yes.
Makes sense. Your marriage?
I don't know. And I also feel the same way about money going to a honeymoon. If you can't afford the honeymoon, you shouldn't be getting married.
If you
I'm
put
sorry.
A GoFundMe
I'm
up
sorry.
For your wedding, it's if, just not the right time.
Why am I supporting broke by broke?
I'm not supporting broke people making decisions that cost money that aren't necessary. Getting married is not necessary. It is not a life or death scenario.
Specifically, the reception.
Yes.
Specifically. If you're like, oh, I really need to get married so that I can get on his health insurance, whatever.
Or stay in the country.
Yeah, you want to get, you want to sign some paperwork, go ahead.
Go
whatever.
Ahead. But the reception to have a giant party, that is not life or death. I don't want to help you afford it.
It's a privilege.
It's a privilege to be able to do
it. And if you want to do that, that's fine. But I'm saying, like, I'm not, and I've told Bruce this before, it's like, I don't want to get married until I can turn around and go, I was able to pay for a good amount of it. I feel good about this. I feel proud of this.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to get married and have this reception that's not what I want it to be because I didn't save enough money and I didn't work for it.
Right.
But people are different. I mean, some people are like, it's my right to have a big wedding even if I'm not making any money.
Okay.
Okay, well, then it's my right to not get you a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Or show up.
That's right.
Have a good time.
Have a great time, jackass.
You know what the other thing is a lot of weddings that I say no to, you're not going to miss that I wasn't there.
No,
you're not
really
going to miss me.
All I'm going to be doing is talking shit in the corner and eating all the food.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
I have beef with, and this is controversial, children at weddings.
Ooh, children at weddings. Sorry, I'm just checking the time. Oh. Children at weddings.
Children at weddings is a no for me. It's always been a no for me. I don't think that the child can appreciate it in the way that you are expecting another guest to appreciate it. So why have them there? That's how I feel. They don't give a damn. So why should they be there? taking up space, limiting people from doing what they want to do, keeping parents occupied. I just don't, I have beef with it. Kids are not invited to my fucking wedding.
Yeah. I don't want a kid at a wedding because it, this is the way that I see it. You want kids at the wedding, then you don't have a bar. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. It's one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
People get crazy when they're drunk.
Yes. Yes.
And there are a lot of people at weddings that you think you know, but you might not.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a liability.
Yeah.
You don't know. People are nuts. People are nuts.
Agreed.
And they get, people get tanked.
Tanked at weddings. Like you wouldn't believe.
Like I was at a wedding and I saw this person get absolutely hammered and I thought they were going to fall on a child.
Yeah.
Like it's one or the other. People who don't know how to control their alcohol and they don't know how to control their kids.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a mess of a combo.
No good.
No good. But also, yeah, I mean, the kids aren't getting enjoyment out of it. Let's be honest. They're not going to remember it. So who cares? But there are people who are like, well, but my kids are a big part of this family. They will be one day when they can form a full sentence.
Yeah. 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 But right now they're 4 years old and they're crying. So hire a sitter.
I am good with kids at rehearsal dinners.
Sure.
Because that's close family.
Yes.
That's close. Yeah. I'm good with kids at the after part of the wedding. Like the if there's a brunch the next day.
Yes.
Sure.
Sure.
But the actual wedding part scares me because I know how drunk people get.
I borderline am fine with the wedding. But the reception...
It's the reception.
No need at the reception.
Yeah.
If you think it's that important for your child to be at the wedding itself, okay.
Fine.
But your kid doesn't need to be at the reception.
I 100% agree with this. Yes.
They just don't.
They don't.
It's
an
adult activity.
It's an adult activity. And the problem is that weddings are a lot of people's opportunities to let loose.
Yes.
Like, a lot of people don't go out. They don't do things.
And they're using their vacation hours to come to the wedding. So,
they don't want to freaking hang out with Bing Bong and Bam Bam.
Those are the names. You know your two kids' names.
Yeah.
All right.
What's Bam Bam and what's the Pebbles?
Pebbles.
That's the other one. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Henhouse Open Mic?
Yeah.
All right. You want to go ahead?
Sure. I have like a punk rock song kind of.
Okay.
You said you didn't like the food at my wedding. I said, I wish you were dead. You said you didn't like the flower arrangements. I said, off with her head. How you gonna talk like that? How you gonna say that shit? You should have never been invited. How you gonna talk like that? How you gonna say those things as you sit there staring at me with no ring? You said my dress was too low cut and trashy. I said, your dad doesn't seem to mind. You said my dad will eventually see right through you, but all he sees is one of a kind. How you gonna talk like that? How you gonna say that shit? I'm your new stepmom, you little bitch.
Oh, oh.
How you gonna talk like that? How you gonna say those things? I'll show you what hell I can bring.
I'm the new stepmom. Okay, I do think it was weirdly a banger. It's not good, but it had potential. It had potential.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. So.
All right. Here we fucking go.
Here we go. This is the flip side to bad liberal jokes or bad left wing jokes.
No, the other one was bad right wing jokes. Jokes.
So this, the other one was bad right wing jokes. So this is bad left wing, but no one calls it left wing, do they?
Yeah, left wing, left, right, center.
Bad left wing jokes. Okay. All right. Here, I'll try to make it a wedding. I went to Texas for a wedding.
Just do the.
Okay.
Okay.
I went to Texas. It was treated with respect. So I was like, what am I? A gun? What's the difference between a liberal parent and a conservative parent?
What?
One cares about your well-being, and the other will make you have that baby at 14. What does a Republican drive?
What?
Reasonable people out of the family. I'll stop.
Do you have another one?
No.
Do you?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't. I really don't.
Those are good.
They're funny.
They're funny. It's just too easy, folks.
It's too easy.
The political stuff, it's too easy. It's low-hanging fruit. Okay?
But when I wrote that 14-year-old one, ooh, I was laughing. That's fucked up, huh?
That is. That is Kelly.
That is Kelly. All right. You guys have been amazing.
All right.
My name is Allie Ryan.
My name is Kelly Ryan. You can find me at I Am Allie Ryan on Instagram and TikTok.
You can find me at NancyPelosi.com. I'm kidding. at This Is Kelly Ryan.
And we will see you guys next week. Thank you so much. Please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and listen to us on YouTube and on all of the streaming platforms you enjoy.
We will see you next time.
Bye.